Grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. How long will you keep us in suspense? Is that what Jesus was doing? Keeping the Jews in suspense. That would assume that Jesus was intentionally withholding his identity from them. That would also assume that Jesus did not really desire to make himself truly known to his own people. What flavors this situation is Jesus' own words about his very earthly teaching, which he quotes from the prophet Isaiah. You will indeed hear, but never understand. And you will indeed see, but never perceive. And God truly wants everyone to believe and to come into the knowledge of the truth. But he will never force anyone into belief. For these two never go hand in hand. In any aspect of life, force and belief, or force and trust. God will not take anyone kicking and screaming into heaven. Rather, he wants sinners to hear his word and to trust in him for all things, especially for a right understanding of his word. If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Would that matter? Something so unbelievable as the Christ, promised thousands of years before, coming during their own lifetime, that small breadth of time. That Christ actually being the eternal Son of God in the form of a mere mortal. Even if Jesus said it plainly, many would not believe. This is the big problem with our sinful human nature. On our own, by ourselves, left to our own devices, we cannot believe in Jesus Christ our Lord or come to him. Quiz for our confirmation students, what part of the catechism is that from? Just kidding. Third article, Luther's explanation. Some things, some people, just will not believe, even if they stare you straight in the face, and you were told all about it directly. But Jesus does not leave the Jews without an answer. He replies, I told you, and you do not believe. Not in quite so many words, but by his very word, Jesus told them exactly what they wanted to know. Now, was there enough evidence given to the Jews for them to believe that Jesus, this guy standing in front of them, was truly the genuine Messiah, the Christ? It seemed to be so, for there were many who believed in Jesus as the Christ in his ministry. Word about Jesus' miraculous and unique birth no doubt was accessible to any who would want to know more. The events of Jesus' baptism in the Jordan River and his subsequent temptations in the wilderness give key evidence of Jesus' identity. His own teachings in the community and his miracles demonstrate his authority over all the Jews gathered and also his divine power to heal those who were unclean in God's sight and in man's sight. All of this is what the Lord Jesus points these Jews to. The works that I do in my Father's name, bear witness about me. These works that Jesus has done are his pedigree. They are his resume for being the Christ. And if you were to take a look at the long list of Jesus' accomplishments in his ministry, and you did not have any prior knowledge of Jesus, unlike these Jews who certainly knew Jesus well, what would you conclude? What it all boils down to are the next words from Jesus. You do not believe because you are not among my sheep. We're all born as unbelievers, natural enemies of God in our sin. And we are sinners throughout our whole being. Unbelief is our default mode as fully corrupt human beings, from the moment of our conceptions to the final moment of our life. The Jews were no exception. Not even their history as God's chosen people to bring about the Messiah into this world, not even that could save them from their own unrighteousness. The Jews needed Jesus as their Savior just as much as all people need Jesus as their Savior. As unbelievers, we are not born into God's flock of sheep. We have to be reborn into it, as Jesus promises takes place in holy baptism. And it's that sacrament that gives us Christ's own perfect righteousness and declares us to be the people of God, his chosen ones, the sheep of his pasture. But none of us can do this on our own. Like true sheep, none of us decided to belong to a certain flock. Left on our own, we would certainly wander on our own way, follow our heart's own desires, be on a path ultimately to our destruction. But along came a shepherd of the sheep, who spoke lovingly and tenderly to the sheep. The sheep became comfortable with his voice and enjoyed time in his midst and following after him. They knew that they were safe and that they were secure with this good shepherd. The good shepherd showered the sheep with unconditional love. The sheep then responded by hearing his voice and following after him. And what a beautiful picture this is that is painted of you and of me. Jesus has spoken to us through the very word of his gospel, as proclaimed in here, our church service, as is done throughout our great hymnody, throughout the church's history, through the very faithful pastors and teachers, including our own dear mothers, who have guided us in the way of all truth. Of these dear sheep, of you and of me, the Lord Jesus then says, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." Take comfort in that. Jesus knows you by your name. He has made you his in baptismal waters. He keeps you and he sustains you as his sheep in his own supper. And as you continue to hear the gospel and grow in the study of God's word, rightly understanding true Christian teaching, Christian doctrine, you know the voice of Jesus, who is the Good Shepherd. You know what is true Christian preaching and teaching, and you know what is not. You know the true Christian message is the real voice of Jesus. All other heterodox teachings, such as the prosperity gospel, social gospel, progressive Christianity, are not the voice of Jesus. And as faithful sheep, you steer clear of those voices, and you keep your focus, your attention, by His power, on Jesus only. And what a joy to hear Jesus' next words. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. Can you believe that to be really true with all the death that is around us? With all the sadness and despair this life can bring, with so much change that happens to us and our loved ones each and every day, Jesus has given you eternal life. You will never perish, not eternally. You will be raised up from the dead, but never to die again. Your life is truly everlasting. Forever. It will not end. On and on and on it will go with no stopping ever. What a pure source of joy and of comfort in knowing that there will be nothing else ever to trouble us in the new heavens and the new earth. No sadness, no worry about what the next day will bring. No concern about who or what you are leaving behind you when you die. For you have life eternal, life that knows no end, life with Jesus and life with other fellow believers in Christ that never passes away. Friends upon friends, unlike any you have ever had, never to lose, never to argue with, and never to grow tired of. This is now the fourth Sunday of Easter. And in the midst of our celebration, we get these great words of Jesus from John chapter 10, known well as the Good Shepherd chapter. They are certainly words of resurrection and of life, words fitting for the celebration of Easter. The ancient church certainly thought them so. This reading from John 10, it goes all the way back to the early church, being used on this fourth Sunday of Easter on a regular basis. It has come to be known, as we know it well, Good Shepherd Sunday, for Jesus Himself refers to Him as the Good Shepherd. He knows. As He has said, He will lay down His life for the sheep, and He will take it up again. He also knows that He will rise to live forever, and that He will also give that life, that new life, to all of His sheep. It's the life that He has won for all, that He gives to those who believe in Him. And that life is life we get to enjoy even now. We are humbled by our sinfulness each and every day. But the gospel of our Lord Jesus lifts us up in His grace. You are saved for eternal life. That makes this life all the more wonderful. As we look for the new heavens, and we look for the new earth, the resurrection of the dead, the life of the world to come, we have that confidence because we know and we believe that Jesus rose from the dead, that first Easter Sunday. And that perfect life that He has, He gives to all. And those who trust in Him, believe in Him, receive that life for all of eternity. So it goes for the sheep of the Lord's flock. We are truly blessed to be under the care of the Good Shepherd, to believe that Jesus is the Christ, even as His works and His teachings testify. And faith, that belief in Jesus, as He mentions, remains a mystery, but we know it comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word of Jesus, the Gospel. And that Gospel empowers us to say that Jesus Christ is Lord, and to believe it truly within our hearts, and all to the glory of God our Father. We are the people of His pasture by His life outpoured unto that life that is everlasting. Amen. The peace that does pass all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, the Good Shepherd, unto life everlasting. Amen.